This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Our Lieutenant Governor William Harold Billy Nungesser is with us. He won his election in 2011, beating Melvin Kip Holden, the former mayor of Baton Rouge, in a good race, 55% to 45%, and people may not remember, but in actually that was 2015. In 2011, Billy Nungesser challenged Jay Darden, and that was an even closer race, settled by less than 50,000 votes, and you came back, and the second time's a charm. So it went well. This was quite a weekend dominated by sporting news. Will Wade is back as coach of the LSU basketball Tigers, at least for a while. And Tiger Woods won the Masters, his 15th major tournament. Only Jack Nicklaus has more with 18, and Woods becomes the second oldest winner of the green jacket at 43. Jack Nicklaus is the oldest. He won it in 1986 when he was 46 years old. And Tiger Woods is an amazing comeback story. It all began for him at Stanford University, Leland Stanford University. That's LSU, so that would make him an LSU Tiger. So congratulations to Eldrick Tiger Woods. The whole world was watching yesterday. Our country loves a comeback. Nothing captivates us more than somebody who's been on the skids and comes back and reaches heights once again. Billy Nungesser, you've never been on the skids, but 9 years ago this week, you were on the front lines of what happened after the Deepwater Horizon tragedy, and I know that's something you think about every day, and in your homeland of Plaquemines Parish, people are still recovering.
Absolutely, and you know, we can't forget those lives that were lost for that tragic, horrible thing that happened in the Gulf, and first and foremost, it's those lives that were lost, and then the environmental impact and the recovery and shining light on the coast, not for a good reason.
And almost every night you were on the air with Anderson Cooper. He became your buddy, right?
Yeah, and Kevin Costner had that machine that actually took 99% of the oil out the water, and we were successfully getting that out there a little late to really pick up the big oil before he got to shore.
So you met a lot of people, and we're talking about people at the highest levels of entertainment and the media, but the people in that area, as mentioned, many of them are still having some issues.
Well, it's not only the devastation from that, from hurricanes, but we're fighting now to against the imports of seafood coming into this country uninspected, into the state uninspected, and we've been lobbying for an inspection fee. To inspect more seafood, hire inspectors. It'll be a bump in price that will give our crawfish, our shrimpers, our crabbers a more level playing field.
Before we get to some of the tourism activity, and of course April is a huge month for this particular area, and in particular New Orleans, as this is tax day, and the state commercial tax credit program currently sunsets January of 2022, that may seem like a long ways away, but that's 2.5 years. Why is this important in your analysis?
Well, when I got elected, it was on the chopping block with all the special sessions, and I truly, before I defended it, had to know the value to Louisiana. So we commissioned a study. I have a copy here for you to show the value of it to Louisiana. And, you know, from 2009 to 2018, it resulted in $3.7 billion in investments in rehabilitation projects in Louisiana. That is an incredible amount of activity in Louisiana. Many of those historical buildings would have been lost had it not been for that tax credit.
Where is it right now?
Pardon?
What is the sentiment as far as renewing it?
Well, I think always any kind of tax break get scrutinized in a legislative session. The historical tax, the Main Street program, the incentive for the movie industry. And that's why before we jump out and support something, we've got to know the facts. And by providing the legislators with this study, I think it makes it real easy to justify that historical tax credit and what it's done, not only to the big cities, to a lot of communities like Alexandria, the Bentley Hotel. That would have never happened. Not only has it restored a historical building where part of the D-Day invasion was planned, but it's a huge tourist attraction now for people from all over the country.
877-217-5757 is your number for Billy Nungesser, 877-217-5757, anywhere you may be. And also, if you can send us an email to talk at talklouisiana.org. And this is an email already received from Tina regarding, you mentioned that the movie tax credits, those have been debated, it seems like, continuously ever since they came into place. And some people believe, including the advocate, that they're too high. Tina asks, should they be reduced or are they good where they are?
Well, we've got to be competitive with other states. My job was to find out the true value of the movie industry to tourism. And it showed that 9% of the people that come to Louisiana are heavily influenced by a movie or TV show. Steel Magnolia, people still go to Natchitoches, Duck Dynasty, NCIS New Orleans. That 9% equals a little over 5 million people a year, 1.3 billion economic impact to Louisiana. Now, we hope moving forward we can get the movies to identify with the city and town they're filming in and hopefully leave behind an artifact as we start the movie trail in Louisiana. Lights, Camera, Louisiana. We're doing a trail around Louisiana where all the movies were filmed, where people were shot like Bonnie and Clyde, and where movies were shot like the first Tarzan movie down in Morgan City.
877-217-5757 and talk at talklouisiana.org. This one from Chris asking if you wanted Governor Edwards to take the advice of Senator Kennedy and resign so that you could become governor. That's what Senator Kennedy recommended.
Look, I got the best job in the world promoting the great state of Louisiana, and our people welcome visitors from all over the world with open arms. I'm running for re-election this year, and we'll see what the future holds, but I'm happy where I'm at right now. Thank you, though.
Well, I've seen these scenarios that became realities where Republican and Democrat were in each office, governor, lieutenant governor, and it usually didn't work out real well, didn't work out all that well with Mitch Landrieu and Bobby Jindal, didn't work out all that well with Bobby Freeman and David Treen. But you seem to work well with this governor. Why?
I made a promise to Jimmy Fitzmaurice when he endorsed me in the first primary. I didn't get many endorsements in the first primary. He said, I want you to promise me no matter who wins governor, you're not running against him, and you'll never talk bad about him in public. I said, Jimmy, why? Mm-hmm. He said, not since I was lieutenant governor, as lieutenant governor, done the best job they could for Louisiana, and the people pay the price for politics. And so 2 weeks after the election, I sat down with the governor. I gave him my word, and he's allowed me to do everything I needed to do to promote the state and help people, and I enjoy helping people.
877-217-5757, Phil and Jefferson, you're the first call for Billy Nungesser. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Mr. Nungesser. Yeah, I'm kind of biased. I'm in the film industry, and I have to say it's one of those that's growing and having people move to our state as well as allowing our kids who love to do this work stay here and earn a good living. We have also people who stay in Louisiana, buy homes here, and look forward to a growing industry.
All right. Now, Phil says the film industry is something that's good. He believes it's vibrant and it should stay as it is. Do you share that assessment?
Based on the numbers, yes. I think it's, and we've got to just make sure we promote the cities and towns where it's filmed. And I think the return on investment because of the tourism industry will benefit us greatly, and those numbers will continue to go up.
877-217-5757. I need to know who's on the next line, Matt, but Matt Doyle producing. But come May, which, of course, is not that far away, we have Tourism Week, and we also have the Rural Tourism Conference. What's in the offing coming not so far away?
Well, we also, this year, we've got a big induction in the Sports Hall of Fame with Peyton Manning and Les Miles. Ought to be a pretty incredible night having those two on stage up in Natchitoches speaking. It's always a great event to highlight some of the great legends here in Louisiana and to have two big names, Les Miles and Peyton Manning, this year, June 6th, 7th, and 8th. we'll be up in Natchitoches to induct them.
Well, that'll be quite an event. And May 6th, I think, is the kickoff for Tourism Week. Now, I thought it was Tourism Week every week in Louisiana, but what's special about the first week of May or the second week of May?
Well, we travel around the state, as they do in other states, and highlight Tourism Week, and we highlight all the great things to see and do in Louisiana with all the local officials, mm-hmm. try to visit as many cities and towns and highlight all the great things to see and do in those cities just to get people excited about promoting their area and their town.
877-217-5757. We'll have the Lieutenant Governor with us for a little while longer, and we'll get his take also on some major happenings, not only in Louisiana this month. After all, Jazz Fest is coming soon to a racetrack near you. There's much more happening as well. We'll talk about it when we return. Demingster, thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Billy Nungesser, the Lieutenant Governor of Louisiana, is in the house, and if you'd like to talk with him, again, 877-217-5757, anywhere you are, and you can send an email to talk@talklouisiana.org. This is the month for Jazz Fest, and the Rolling Stones were slated to appear in a few days at the fairgrounds for the 50th anniversary. Mick Jagger got sick. He is 75 years old. Then Fleetwood Mac was scheduled, and Stevie Nicks got sick. Billy Nungesser, these people just don't have the energy you have.
You don't want me singing, though, I promise you.
But it was a disappointment. I imagine Jazz Fest will do well without them, though.
Absolutely. You know, they always have a way of selling out the city, the incredible event. People come from all over the world for that festivity, and, yeah, they'll do great. Mm-hmm.
And this weekend, of course, was the Blues Fest in Baton Rouge, and weather was a factor, but still a good time was had by all. And a listener notes that you, not so long ago, saluted the great Buddy Guy, one of the great Louisiana treasures.
Absolutely. You know, we are really trying to work with our neighboring states to make sure we bring their people that go to their state. There's a Grammy Museum in Mississippi. They've got the Blues Trail. So this was the first marker to highlight the Blues Trail coming into Louisiana. So those people that visit that Grammy Museum and the Blues Trail in Mississippi, as we add those great blues musicians in Louisiana, we'll bring them into our state, get off the main highway on the back roads, and see where these people got their start.
Jerry Ann Flynn asks, are you considering transferring state parks to private entities?
No, and there's a lot of misconceptions about what we're doing with state parks. We are doing, like many other states, private-public partnership, and everything we do will be vetted by the public, the tourism, the local elected officials, and unless everyone's in favor of what we want to do, it's not going to be a win-win. In West Virginia, a resort conference mm-hmm. center in one state park brought in $50 million in 6 years. I can see a day where our state parks are money makers, and they've got new amenities. Like, we brought in a horseback operation in Boca Chica. We get a couple dollars for everybody that rides a horse, but now that's a great thing that we're providing in our state park. People are coming from all over to ride horses. But those are the kind of things that we want to do to enhance the visit, the visit at the state park. We're not selling anything. We're not giving it to private companies. We're partnering, hopefully, with Louisianans that have a vision to make them better.
This question comes up, seems like every time you're on, but is there any movement on where the monuments go?
You know, I know the mayor is working. The city park still has ownership of that statue, and I believe, I don't want to speak for the mayor, that they are trying to work out returning that one to City Park and in some fashion. And then I believe she will give them to us to put into a historical place. I don't have word on that, but my early conversation with her that I believe at some point we will get them to put in a historical location. But there's an issue with the one belonging to Bargard belonging to City Park, and that board needs to work out that agreement with the mayor first.
Beauregard was the most controversial, and it was the last to come down. Even Walter Isaacson, who's a big supporter of Mayor Landrieu, said he thought that was a mistake. When you go by there and see that gaping hole, what do you think, Billy Nungesser?
Yeah, that's you know, I believe that history, good and bad, needs to not be erased. And I think when we start taking down statues and things like that, that you forget about history, and it has a tendency sometimes, the good and the bad, of repeating itself. So I was against them coming down, and hopefully we can put them in a historical place and put this issue behind us.
We've often talked about your budget situation. A listener asked about hours for state libraries. How's that working right now?
Well, you know, we're still working on a budget that's been cut every year for the last 10 years, almost 50%. We subsidize the library system with tourism dollars, as we do most of the departments, because they're not fully funded in the state budget. And we've done more with less. It's very difficult when you don't have the employees to keep them open longer hours.
I mentioned the Rural Tourism Conference. That's next month in West Baton Rouge. What's happening with this?
Well, what we're doing is going around the state, teaching the local tourism folks and businesses how to better market their business, their attractions on the Internet. We've found in my first travels around the state that there's a lot of they need a lot of help marketing and selling, whether it's a restaurant or a museum. But we're trying to help these rural tourism areas market and promote. The social media is incredible, and we just want to help them get better at it.
And the Civil Rights Trail, this is something that's kind of a hidden nugget, and I understand you're starting some kind of a series of meetings to address this particular entity in our state, something that I know you're quite proud of.
Yes, you know, we joined with Alabama, Mississippi, and Alabama is really way ahead of all the states in also marketing and highlighting those places where significant things during the civil rights movement took place. We're going to be going around the state working with the historians and people to identify those historical spots in Louisiana. And we see that this trail through the South with our neighboring states is going to be a tourist attraction and something that has never been highlighted. And we're excited to go around the state and get all the feedback from those historians and public about historical places that we can highlight here in Louisiana.
Another listener, this is Tracy at the Capitol, mentioning that I didn't realize this, 10 years this year in October will be gone since David Connor Treen left us, the former governor, a man you knew well and your father knew even better. And as the years go by, he's kind of like Jimmy Carter. As the years go by, we like Dave Treen more and more. Why is that?
Because Dave was a good, honest person that cared about people. I actually have Dave Treen's desk in my office with a little plaque on it in honor of him. My dad bought it when Treen left office, and he taught me a lot about doing the right thing for the right reasons. And he was and will be remembered as a good, honest man who cared about people.
Yep, and he showed that. He even cared about Edwin Edwards.
Absolutely.
Feed Your Soul, that's the new motto for Louisiana, and it's more than a theme. You're collaborating with all kinds of people. Is it working?
Absolutely. You know, when we rolled it out, we wanted to make sure we let the data pick that, not a small group of people. And we had a focus groups go all over the country. Same guy that did Pure Michigan and put that state on the map. And it's not only working. We were one of 18 awards in New York out of the whole world. For that brand, we won a couple months ago in New York the Louis Award to the likes with Tokyo and Walt Disney. We were one of three states selected for that brand, and we feel like it's getting a lot of attention, a lot of energy, and it's going to serve us well.
And who would have thought the lieutenant governor has gotten involved with a New Orleans rugby team? What's this about?
Well, we had an opportunity to put Louisiana Feed Our Soul on the jerseys. It was a minimal investment, and they play in foreign countries. And since we've done that, they are at the top of the charts. They are number one. They won in Toronto the other night, and they're back home. And it's a great opportunity on the West Bank in New Orleans, May 11th and May 18th. They've got two more home games, and they are number one. And we're excited to sponsor that.
the New Orleans Gold rugby team. And rugby is a physical sport. Do you know Hiller Moore, the DA here in Baton Rouge? He's been playing rugby since he was in college. I think he's still doing it. He's older than I am.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no. Yeah. But some guys just can't get it out of their system. A lot of camaraderie among rugby players, too. They are interesting individuals. Billy Nungesser, did you ever play rugby?
No, I didn't.
Neither did I. Did you ever golf?
Yes. I miss golfing.
Yeah?
I do. I used to play a lot of golf.
Well, it's a great sport. And Tiger Woods showed that being in great physical condition is an asset. I think that's how he came back from all those injuries he had. And he looks like he's quite a physical specimen. And who knows? He may start winning a lot of more tournaments now.
And I think that helps the game. You know, we get a lot of people come down from the north to play golf in Louisiana. It's a big part of our promotion.
It is indeed. Let's talk again very soon, hopefully next month. Billy Nungesser, the Lieutenant Governor. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, my friend.
Now the news.